USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Due to a Michigan Supreme Court decision from over the summer, the state's former governor, Rick Snyder, will not face two misdemeanor charges related to the Flint water crisis. He was the first person in state history to be charged for alleged crimes related to service as governor. City managers he appointed to oversee the city of Flint opted to use the Flint River as a cost-cutting measure, but the water was not treated, the system contaminated for more than a year, leading to an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease and linked to 9 deaths. The Michigan High Court in June unanimously ruled indictments returned by a one-person grand jury were invalid. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. The results of her defeat were certified this week. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as officials in Maricopa County, alleging that the election was corrupted in the state's largest county and that she should be declared the winner. Russian forces are continuing to push through eastern Ukraine, where President Vladimir Putin illegally claimed 4 provinces in that part of the country as part of the Russian Federation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin troops have turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins, adding the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass region. Putin has been waging war in the Ukraine for more than 9 months. Soccer journalist Grant Wall is being remembered as someone who helped to popularize the sport in America. He spent more than 2 decades at Sports Illustrated before striking out on his own via his own website. He was covering his 8th World Cup in Qatar when he fell ill. Wall was only 48 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
A legendary spread is being offered in a new variety in some cities.
Philadelphia cream cheese is launching a non-dairy version of its signature spread. The plant-based cream cheese is now available at grocery stores in Atlanta, Houston, Miami, and some other southeast locations. A wider rollout is planned for summer 2023, along with new flavor varieties. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Twitter is being sued. The suit alleges that the social media company refused to pay Private Jet Services Group for flights that executive Leslie Berlin took from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey to San Francisco in October. The tab is for more than $197,000. The suit was filed in federal district court in New Hampshire. The flights were booked before Elon Musk took over the company. A 14th distribution to victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme was announced on Friday, bringing the total amount of the restoration to victims to more than $14 billion. That's equal to about 70% of what each victim is allowed to claim, unless the claim has been fully satisfied. Madoff, who died last year in a federal medical center in North Carolina, pleaded guilty for the scheme in 2009. The trustee for Madoff's liquidation signaled that there would be more to come next year. You can certainly listen to us anytime, anywhere by going to our website, USARadio.com, also wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.